It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I got my, for the first time since the pandemic, I got tested today.
Did you really?
Yep, I did.
Did they do the nose thing?
No, that's why I decided to do it, because I'm not going to go do the nose thing. That hurts.
But it stabs your
brain.
It doesn't
sound like it's enjoyable at all.
No, I heard it's horrible.
Yeah, I heard it's terrible. So there's another test that you do where you just spit in a tube.
Okay.
But you have to really spit in the tube. Like, I didn't realize how much spit you have to come up with.
Oh, so you have to actually sit back and go, you have to keep doing that for a while?
It took a while, because he hands me, okay, so I go to the doctor. They're encouraging everybody in New York just to get tested. At first, it was like, don't get a test unless you think you have the virus.
Right.
Now they want everybody tested. Mm-hmm. Just everybody go get tested. So I called my doctor and I was like, do you have a facility or somewhere that you recommend that I can go to and do the spit in a tube test? They're like, we do it here. It's like, you do? When can I make an appointment? They're like, come in today. So I did. I went in and they handed me a tube and there's a little line. And you keep spitting until you have enough spit until you
disgusting.
Hit the line.
Okay. How long does it take to come back?
2 days.
Oh, so you have to wait 2 days.
Yeah, what's the difference? I wasn't going to do it anyway. It was an impulse. It was an impulse buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to have it. I mean, you're the safest person ever. So, I mean, you wipe down your groceries. You're not going to have it.
Right. And I've been wiping down every surface ever since I've been in radio. I remember, like, years ago when I first started in radio, I would wipe down. It's when you and I were doing our syndicated show, I knew other people were in that studio. I'd come in early. Mm-hmm. I'd bring my Clorox wipes. I'd wipe down everything, even the handle. I've done that for years. I did it at every radio station I've ever worked at. People have made fun of me for years. And you know what? I'm the only person that doesn't get sick.
Yeah, I'm so glad now that the only mic I talk into is mine. Nobody else uses this mic but me. I remember when we did the syndicated show, there was a guy before me and his breath was rank. And every time I walked into the studio, I went, oh my God, that mic is so nasty. So I'm glad I don't have to deal with that at all. The last station that we were at was disgusting. Every time I cleaned it, it was just nasty. So I'm glad the only studio I have to deal with is this one.
Right. I mean, the reason why I got tested, not just because New York said to, because, you know, I don't leave the house, so it's not like I really care about, I care about other people, but I don't really see anybody on a regular basis. But I started spending more time with my mother, and she gets tested all the time because she plays tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And she does, like, she hangs out with her friends, they socialize, they social distance, they go to restaurants. So she gets tested on, like, a weekly basis. She's like a teenager, like, she's always out. So I don't know if you know people like that, like people in their 20s that go out a lot, they get tested a lot to make sure they're okay. So she's okay. And I've been spending a lot of time with her. So I thought, you know what? Let me test myself. So I'll get it back on Monday.
I just know if you get it back and it's positive, you're going to be out of your mind.
Well, no, if it comes back and it's positive, that means I'm one of the people who's asymptomatic. Because I don't have any symptoms whatsoever. I don't have any fever. I feel fine. I feel great. But to know that I might be a carrier, there's no way I have it because I had the antibody test and there were no antibodies.
Right.
You can't have if you have the antibodies, then you can have COVID. You can't have no antibodies and COVID.
Yeah. But I think while you're walking out of the doctor's office, you could have touched something and got the COVID.
My friends in California, they do drive-in testing there once a week. They get in their car. They drive, they do a cheek swab, and you go, like, you really get it off your cheek, you stick it in a tube, you hand it to them, you get your results back in 24 hours. So they get tested on a weekly basis, like, oh, it's Tuesday morning, time to get tested.
Well, now they're coming out with a machine that you can do it at home.
Really?
Yeah, so you can, you got to stick it in your brain, and you stick it in your brain, and then you put it in the machine, and the machine tells you within 30 minutes if you have it or not.
Ooh, I don't want the sticking in the brain one. I'd rather just go to the doctor once a week and wait 2 days.
Yeah, people tell me the sticking in the brain thing hurts.
I have not met one person that says, it's okay. Everybody I've spoken to is like, it's the worst. I hate it. It was awful. Like, people hate it.
Well, now, if you go through, let's say you go to CVS, you go in the drive-thru. My son had to do this. You go up and the little drawer comes out. And you pick it up and you stick your brain and then you put it back in the thing. So but you have you to stick how, your own brain.
Yeah, but how do you know how far to go back?
See, that's my problem is I would go, there you go.
Right.
No, you have to have brain tissue on the end of that. I don't know.
Oh, God,
I don't know how far you have to go up. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. Well, why don't you find out if they have the spit test one?
I don't think we have that here.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think. I've never heard of the spit test or the cheek swab here.
It's the just cheek swab. We don't have the cheek swab here. The cheek swab is a California thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have the brain swab, and then we have the spit test. Those are the two that people are doing here now.
Yeah.
But you know what? Look, I'll spit in a tube. What do I care?
Yeah, I don't mind doing that, but I don't know. I'm not rushing.
Can you imagine if you go get a COVID test? Like, you don't have COVID, but you do have SIDS. Like, can you imagine if you have, like, there's something else that you have that somehow, like, the test is positive for something weird?
Oh, wait. Hold on. The phone's ringing.
Miss Lawrence?
Yes?
This is your doctor, and we have good news and bad news for you.
Okay. What's the good news?
The good news is you don't have COVID. You're fine with Woo-hoo! That. Yeah. But you do have SIDS.
But that's not... Is that possible? Can I have...
You're one of the only people in the country without COVID, but you have a really bad case of herpes. And that's...
That's what I feel like is going to happen. He's going to be like, you don't have COVID, but you do have chlamydia.
Right. We could tell that there was a crab in the spit. When you spit, there was a crab in there. So you have chlamydia and herpes and SIDS.
And I might have heartworm because I realized as I was spitting into the tube, I think I had a dog hair in my mouth. So I might have spit a dog hair into there. So I'm worried they're going to be like, I don't know how this is possible. You have distemper.
Just get in the car right now and go straight to the ER because you're not going to live.